We're going to hear now about a recent democracy movement that failed. It happened in December in the Eastern European nation of Belarus. And yesterday, a series of trials began. Opposition leaders and their supporters faced jail time for carrying out protests after a presidential election. And 2 months later, the authoritarian president is firmly in power. NPR's David Green has our story.
Any country looking for advice on how to squash a democratic uprising can look right here. The political opposition in Belarus has been all but silenced. They were an outspoken bunch. That includes Vladimir Nikolaev. He's a 64-year-old poet whose words have long captured the imagination of Belarusians. Nikolaev appeared with a musician and sang about dreams of freedom during his campaign for president. On election night, December 19th, his supporters took to the streets crying out that the election had been rigged by the president. And Nikolaev was beaten by police and rushed to a hospital. He didn't stay long because men in black masks carted him out of the emergency room in a bedsheet. He landed in a prison run by the KGB. This former Soviet republic still has an agency called that. Nikolaev is now under house arrest. He can't talk on the phone. He's not allowed to write anything, his wife Olga said. Two KGB agents are in their two-room apartment 24 hours a day. They bring their own tea and just sit. Nikolaev is charged with organizing a mass riot, and he faces 15 years in prison. Yesterday, one of his aides was sentenced to 4 years. He was convicted of breaking a window on election night. I met Milana Mikhailovich and her year-old daughter at a cafe in downtown Minsk. Her husband, Alexei, was another candidate arrested, and he remains in a KGB jail. Milana is allowed to drop off basic foods for him, like white and brown bread. Milana, who teaches linguistics at a university, has talked to her husband by phone. He sounds like he's speaking from a script, urging her to keep silent.
That's what they want us to do, to keep silent. To hide, to pretend we don't exist. We do exist.
Belarus is east of Poland, and for countries in Eastern Europe, the events here have brought back painful memories of authoritarian rule. The U.S. and EU have demanded that Belarus release the political prisoners they're holding.
Игорь Викторович, я прошу прощения, у меня американские журналисты.
Andrei Savinikh is a longtime Belarusian diplomat and now communications director for the foreign ministry. He said protesters provoked the violence, and opposition leaders are facing trial not because of their politics, but because their style of organizing was illegal.
Democracy is not just you do whatever you wish. Democracy is the rule of law, that's exactly the case.
He said there's no chance here for the kind of uprising that forced a change of power in Egypt or for the so-called color revolutions that swept countries like Ukraine and Georgia.
Belarus will probably be the only country where colored revolutions are not possible because the government takes care of the people.
Authoritarian, yes, but over 16 years in power, President Alexander Lukashenko has found a recipe for keeping salaries stable and unemployment low.
I work in it. A good place, have a good job.
This 22-year-old works as a cook. He didn't give his name for fear the government would punish him for meeting with a reporter. He said he lives under a repressive regime, but he's not about to hit the streets to fight for something different.
Because I think I'm scared to lose something that I have it now.
David Green, NPR News, Minsk, Belarus.